RTV's radio national station in Yaoundé. It is 7 a.m.
The 7:30 a.m. news with Ngu Henry. The main points. Curtains will be drawn this Saturday on the 15th edition of the CEMAC Transborder Trade Fair, which has brought together over 150 participants from 12 countries in Ebolova in the south region. Kenya's president has announced a plan to form a new broad-based government following weeks of deadly anti-government protests sparked by an unpopular tax bill. NIBA Basketball Academy are currently topping the temporary classification table of the ongoing Matthew Bissini Under 14 tournament. Craftsmen and women from Cameroon, as well as their counterparts from other African and European countries, will start exhibiting their works at the Esplanade of the Yaoundé National Museum from the 22nd of July in this year's edition of the International Crafts Fair of Cameroon, dubbed SIAC. The information was disclosed in a press conference organized in Yaoundé by the Minister of Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises, Social Economy and Handicraft. Here now is Minister Ashi Basilikeng III with the major innovations of the 8th edition of the biannual Cameroon International Craft Fair, SIAC. He was interviewed by Karine Kubon.
The 8th edition of SIAC will be offering capacity-building workshops for operators in the craft ecosystem and a high-level panel on how digital technology is revolutionizing this sector and to encourage them to take greater ownership of the opportunities and challenges related to the digitization of their activities in order to ensure that a concerted sectoral strategy is put in place with all the stakeholders with a view to accelerating the digital transformation of the craft sector in Cameroon. The major innovation will be the organization of regional days, which is scheduled to take place every day on the event site from 4 to 6 p.m. and on weekends from 2 to 4 and from 4 to 6 p.m. Saturday and Sundays. The aim will be to highlight the craft heritage of the 10 regions of our country.
The press conference granted by Minister Ashi Basilikeng III will be broadcast in its entirety in English and French after the 8 p.m. newscast on radio this Saturday. Meanwhile, over 150 participants from Cameroon and 11 other African countries have for 2 weeks been showcasing their entrepreneurial skills and gaining knowledge on how to reap the benefits of the African Continental Free Trade Area. As to the closure of the business forum in Ebolova South region, our reporter Clarence Aze met with some exhibitors who, in the following report, make an appraisal of the fair.
It is time for balance sheet for participants as to the end of the 15th edition of the CEMAC Transborder Trade Fair.
Dr. Tuminta Valentine Kunchu, for my 2 weeks to stay here in the Ebolowa South region, I'm very satisfied for my collaboration with others, exhibitors, and the people of Ebolowa. I'm very, very satisfied because they have their own ways of welcoming people, which I really enjoy it.
While others express satisfaction, for some, the annual business forum for female entrepreneurs across Africa was below their expectations.
I'm not even sure that next time I can do it again because it was messed up. No business, nothing. This is my first time coming here, so I don't know the way they organize it.
What makes me not to be 100% satisfied is they did not do any publicity to sensitize the population, the town, to know that there's something going on here.
I'm Fesson Kelly, and I'm actually exhibiting the designer ways, which they are painting on it. It has not been easy, even though it is a little bit slow some days, but I can say I've actually made a little bit. It permitted me to have more contacts, and I've actually met so many people, and I've exchanged my contacts too with them.
Organizers of the event are now busy preparing an excursion to the Abang Minko Frontier Market in the Ntem Valley Division this Saturday. The closing ceremony will take place shortly after the tour at 4 p.m. Clarence Aze reporting for CRTV News in the Bolova.
A memorandum of understanding has been signed in Yaoundé between the Ministry of Social Affairs and the non-governmental organization CARE International in a move to combat poverty and promote social welfare and education for all in Cameroon. The event was chaired by the Minister of Social Affairs, Pauline Irène Guiné, in the presence of the National Director of CARE Cameroon. Details with Aponso Ati.
The memorandum of understanding signed today in Yaoundé between the Ministry of Social Affairs and the non-governmental organization CARE International will help the less privileged in acquiring quality health care and education. The agreement emphasizes the development of local communities, improve access to water, provide food security, and strengthen primary health care. The National Director of CARE International, John Mobalama Kasamba, says they will be working closely with the ministry to reduce the rate of poverty and provide health kits to the population. Speaking on the occasion, the Minister of Social Affairs, Pauline Irène Guiné, outlines the importance of this partnership, stating that such collaborative efforts are crucial for promoting and caring for vulnerable individuals.
Over 12,000 liters of contraband fuel seized by a mixed team of gendarmes and police in the northwest region have been put on auction sale in Bamenda. The stockpile of the fuel was discovered by the security forces during an operation, as Eric Langmiawufo reports.
A mixed control team of the police and the National Gendarmerie were on course to put off flames on a vehicle that was transporting contraband fuel at the Church Street neighborhood in Bamenda when it discovered a storehouse containing liters of the illegal product commonly called Yezwazwa. The Chief of Service of Finance and Administrative Affairs at the Regional Delegation of National Security Northwest, Superintendent of Police Zenge Nkoma, indicates that they were out to secure the population.
In the instruction of Regional Delegate of National Security, they deployed the force to secure the environment. With the collaboration of the gendarmes, we discovered the stock of petrol.
The liters of fuel were later transported to the Northwest Gendarmerie Region for auction sale. The Delegate of Water and Energy, Azanga John King, affirms the fuel meets standards and norms.
The fuel, 12,125 liters, was discovered in an environment which does not meet public regulation in a private home, which is why the forces of law and order had to seize that quantity and brought the quantity to us for expertise. The fuel meets standard. The law makes provision for this type of operation, that once the test is conducted and it meets the standard, it can be put on auction sale for it to generate revenue, for such a revenue to be plowed into the state treasury.
Though no human lives were lost during the inferno, material damages evaluated at thousands of francs CFA were incurred. Eric Langmiawufo, CRTV News, Bamenda.
CRTV News. Kenya's president has announced a plan to form a new broad-based government following weeks of deadly anti-government protests sparked by an unpopular tax bill. However, six of the 11 ministers President William Ruto proposed in yesterday's address were from the cabinet he sacked last week. When dismissing that cabinet, Mr. Ruto had to say that the move came after reflection and listening to Kenyans. In sports, NIBA Basketball Academy are currently topping the temporary classification table of the ongoing Mathieu Bessiani Under 14 International Tournament. This comes after their victory during one of the day two matches of the competition. The championship brings together six basketball academies, four from Cameroon and two from the Central African Republic. Student journalist on internship Puwe Joe reports.
NIBA Academy of Cameroon defeated Giraffe Basketball Academy of Central African Republic by 28 baskets to 22. Giraffe lost to Zarasklo by 37 to 40 baskets, while NIBA Academy won Fuse by 42 to 23, and Invoked Basketball Academy lost 31 to 42 baskets to Giraffe. On the unofficial classification table, NIBA Basketball Academy tops the table with 6 points, followed by Giraffe Academy with 5 points, while Kosongwe Basketball Club is at the tail with 2 points. Rafael of Niba Academy expresses satisfaction.
Feeling very good, very impressed because we lost the first game. So that's why we needed to win the second one to be qualified. They were very physical and tactical. So we defended them one by one. So no one could enter our defense except if we lose the ball.
At the end of today's encounters, the young basketball players were taken on a tour to some tourist sites in the capital city, like the Reunification Monument, the National Museum, and the I Love My Country Monument, just to name a few. The competition ends this Saturday, July 20.
See,